Kenner didn't want to kill the guy now huddled beneath the semi. No member of ELF had ever been captured, and this one seemed a likely candidate. Kenner could tell from the sound of the guy's voice that he was scared, and he sounded young, maybe in his 20s. Probably he was shaken by the death of his friend. Certainly he couldn't handle a machine gun very well. Now this guy was afraid he was going to die, too. Maybe he was having second thoughts about his cause. "Come out now!" Kenner yelled to him. "Come out, and everything will be all right." "Fuck you!" the guy said. "Who the fuck are you, anyway? What is your fucking problem? Don't you get it, man? We're trying to save the planet!" "You're breaking the law," Kenner said. "The law!" the guy said contemptuously. "The law is owned by the corporations that pollute the environment and destroy human life. The only one killing people is you," Kenner said. Thunder was rumbling, and lightning flickered dimly behind the inky clouds. It was absurd to be having this conversation in the middle of a storm, but it was worth it to get the guy alive. "Hey, I'm not killing anyone," the guy said. "Not even you." "You're killing little kids," Kenner said. "In the park. You're killing families on a picnic." "Casualties are inevitable in accomplishing social change. History tells us that." Kenner wasn't sure whether the guy believed what he was saying, had been fed it at college, or was just distracted by fear. Then again, maybe it was meant to be a distraction. He looked to his right, beneath his own vehicle, and he saw a pair of feet moving around the SUV and heading toward him. Ah, hell, he thought. It was disappointing. He aimed carefully and shot once, hitting the man behind the SUV in the ankle. The guy screamed in pain and went down on his back. Kenner could see him under the car. He wasn't young, maybe 40 or 45, bearded. He carried a machine gun, and he was rolling over to shoot. Kenner fired twice. The man's head jerked back. He dropped the machine gun and did not move. His body sprawled awkwardly in the grass. The man under the semi began to fire his own machine gun. The bullets were flying wildly. Kenner heard several thunk into his SUV. Kenner lay in the grass, head down. When the shooting stopped, he yelled, "Last chance! Fuck you!" Kenner waited. There was a long pause. He listened to the sound of the rain. It was coming down very hard now. He waited. The guy yelled, "Did you hear me, you fucking asshole?" "I heard you," Kenner said, and shot once. It was a real desert downpour, Evans thought, gripping the steering wheel. The rain was coming down in dense sheets. Even with the windshield wipers going as fast as they could, he found it almost impossible to see the road ahead. He had dropped his speed to 50, then 40. Now he was down to 30. The pickup truck behind them had slowed, too. There was no real choice. He passed one or two other cars, but they were all pulled over to the side of the road. It was the sensible thing to do. The pavement was awash in water, and whenever the pavement dipped a little, it formed a lake or a rushing rivulet. Sometimes he could not tell how deep the water was, and he didn't want to soak his ignition. He gunned the engine to keep it dry. He didn't see any road signs. It was almost as dark as night out there, and he had his headlights on, but they seemed to make no difference. He could only see a few yards ahead through the rain. He looked over at Sarah, but she was just staring forward, not moving, not speaking. He wondered if she was all right. Looking in the rearview mirror, he could sometimes see the lights of the pickup truck following him, and sometimes not. There was that much rain. "I think we're almost to the park," he said. "But I can't be sure." The interior of the windshield was starting to fog up. He rubbed it with the back of his arm and his elbow, making a squeaking sound in the glass. Now he could see a little better. They were at the top of a gentle hill, heading down toward... "Oh, shit!" "What?" Sarah said. "Look!"